Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
High fly ball, left field, Arozarena watches it go!
George Springer hitting the go-ahead three-run homer. The Blue Jays beat the Seattle Mariners and they're off to the World Series. Why do I sound like this? Because I hate seeing baseball fans happy. Because I haven't been happy since 2015. I guess I'll throw an asterisk in there. Anytime Paul Skeens takes the mound, I'm happy.
And
had it a little bit with Jared Jones, where you get those butterflies in your stomach. And
just a little bit.
They're one-offs, though. They're once every five games. The Blue Jays haven't gone to the World Series since 1993, and they about blew the top off that place in Toronto. They were going buck wild, and it hurts my soul. It does. I'm so jealous. A team that hadn't been there in a while is going there, and good for them, but there are zero analogies to be drawn between them and the Pittsburgh Pirates. And guess who they're playing? Oh, yeah, the Los Angeles Dodgers. The damn Dodgers!
The Dodgers.
The damn Dodgers! Again. Again, they're playing the Dodgers.
You want to hear something that'll make you feel better?
Maybe.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa was claimed off waivers this summer and is on that Blue Jays team.
Yeah, he's played nine games for the Blue Jays en route to the World Series.
Want to hear something even more?
Oh, God.
Andrew Heaney is on the Dodgers.
Get the frig out of here. He was the piece to put them over the top, that Andrew Heaney.
Yep.
Would you have felt better if the Mariners made it? Because they haven't been to a World Series, I don't think, ever.
No. No, I would almost rather it be the Yankees and the Dodgers because I don't want teams that haven't had success to experience success before I get to experience success. Like, I hated it whenever it was the Mets and the Cubs playing in the NLCS a few years back. Like, I hated when the Royals won. I hated that Cincinnati was good this year. I hate any time that Cleveland's good because there are teams that are in small markets that find a way to get to where the Pirates haven't been since 2015. But here's the thing that crushes you. It doesn't matter. They all get there. That's fun. It's all fun and games. And then I go on SpotTrack to look up the payroll for the Dodgers. Their adjusted payroll. This according to SpotTrack. $350 million. That's their adjusted payroll. Mm. And the Blue Jays adjusted payroll is $250 million.
Yeah.
So here's a question at 412-928-9370. There is a potential looming lockout. Would you sacrifice a year of Paul Skeens for a salary cap and salary floor?
Yes.
I don't even think twice about it, man.
Not yes. Be more likely to be salary floor, but either or, yes, absolutely.
Paul Skeens is the one thing that has really brought us joy. He's going to win the Cy Young. The one thing that has really brought us joy in the last decade is baseball fans, and we would be willing to give up a year of that in order to maybe have more fruitful times in the future.
Exactly. Like, that's what it would come down to. It'd be like, okay, we gave up a year of Paul Skeens, and he's brought us this much joy, but now we know moving forward that we're going to have a potential and a path to a path to competitive baseball.
I turned the mic off, don't laugh.
A path to competitive baseball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.